Steve here. Most of us, Christian and non-believer, are finally figuring out by everything we can see that something's not right in this world, and especially in America. But this is not limited to just America. Sadly, too many so-called Christians don't believe what the Word of God says. And one reason I believe that is because they don't even know what it says. Oh, they might know all the little familiar verses from the Sermon on the Mount, and they know that God is love, and they know some of the basic things, but they ignore their obligation to get in the fight against evil. I can understand that, because many of them are apathetic and complacent, and others use the
God is sovereign
line to explain away their perceived spirituality, because they have one foot in the world and another one believing that they're already living for God. At the root of the problem for every person on this earth is the work of Satan and his minions to deceive. It only makes sense that if he can convince you that you have no way to fight him, you won't even try to fight back. Because if your enemy can convince you that you have no weapons to fight against him, you won't even try to fight. Do you know what the definition of deception is? The act of causing someone to accept as true or valid what is really false or invalid. In other words, people who are deceived don't even know they're being deceived. So it's very difficult to get out of something you don't even realize you're in. This not only describes the world, but also what many in the church think. And the sad thing is, so many in the church help perpetuate the deception without even knowing it. So they're doubly deceived. There are deceptions that hurt Christians, and then there are deceptions that hurt both Christians and non-believers. False teachings and false doctrines within the church are the things that hurt Christians most. But it's also the deception about many realities of God's creation that will destroy the world and the people that believe them. You may have noticed that when you watch a video on YouTube about any particular subject, you'll see a box below the video that gives a completely different narrative. Somebody's lying. Somebody's telling the truth. A box that YouTube provides below the video tells you what the people are saying in the video is not true, and that you should not believe it. Paul the Apostle said, "Finally, grow powerful in union with the Lord, in union with his mighty strength. Use all the armor and weaponry that God provides so that you'll be able to stand against the deceptive tactics of the adversary. For we're not struggling against human beings, but against the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers governing this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So take up every piece of war equipment God provides, so that when the evil day comes," and I would say that's now, "you will be able to resist. And when the battle is won, you will still be standing. Therefore, stand. Have the belt of truth buckled around your waist, put on righteousness for a breastplate, and wear on your feet the readiness that comes from the good news of shalom. Always carry the shield of trust or faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of deliverance along with a sword given by the Spirit, that is the Word of God, as you pray at all times, with all kinds of prayers and requests in the Spirit, vigilantly and persistently for all God's people." Did you hear what Paul said? Praying at all times, with all kinds of prayers and requests in the Spirit, vigilantly and persistently for all God's people. Now, if you're not a believer, none of this applies to you. You'll just have to hope for the best, because you have no power or authority in Christ to pray to him and ask him to do anything for you, your family, or your country, apart from humbling yourself and asking him to be the Lord of your life. Then you'll be in right relationship with God, and you can ask for these things. These words that Paul wrote were directed to followers of Christ who have made him the Lord of their lives, and have been born again by his Spirit and walk by faith following him. The King James Version tells us that our enemies are principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's never the men and women, but it's those principalities and powers and rulers of darkness who are really behind the evil that they're doing. Principalities signify a rank, a magistrate, a rule of power. Power means privilege, force, token of control, authority, right, strength. Rulers of darkness? That's a world ruler or a characteristic of a Satan ruler. And finally, spiritual wickedness in high places. Non-carnal, demonic spirits, supernatural. The Apostle Paul told us as believers in Christ how we stand against these supernatural powers. But in his letter to the Colossians, the Apostle Paul told us why we can stand against these powers and authorities and principalities of wickedness. The King James Version says, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." But the Complete Jewish Bible makes it even clearer. "Stripping the rulers and authorities of their power, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by means of the stake or the cross." In other words, for those who belong to Jesus Christ, they no longer have any power over us. And we can actually do battle against their schemes and their plots and their plans to destroy. But Christians don't use what God has provided. And that's why we see America being destroyed, because they want you to feel like you're powerless as a Christian. And deception is the only thing the devil can use against you. All those who follow Satan knowingly, unknowingly, are doing his will. I hear the ignorant believers say things like,
"Well, what does it matter if I believe the earth is a spinning globe or whether I believe it's a flat, unmovable surface with foundations?"
The Bible clearly describes the earth, and all of those web pages that tell you it's the opposite are liars and deceivers. Yes, NASA is the biggest perpetrator of this deception. But why does it really matter what you believe? Let me tell you, the difference really is like day and night. Because if the earth is no longer a spinning globe chasing the sun at ridiculous speed, as they claim, and the earth truly is not only flat but a fixed earth with foundations and pillars and a dome over it with the stars and the moon and the sun functioning under the dome, then that means that the earth is the center of God's creation, with only heaven above the dome, and everything in the Word of God is all true, including all the scriptures about Yeshua the Messiah. And when you understand that it's all true, even though your cognitive dissonance makes your head reel with barely being able to hang on to the lie that this world has relentlessly been driving into your mind, it makes you realize that your decision matters, and that your life matters to God, and that you're not just something that some advanced alien spawned on an empty planet billions of years ago. It's amazing to me how many people want to argue against what they can see with their own eyes. And when they see a video of a curvature in the earth, they never take into consideration the kind of camera lens that was used. Or when they look out an airplane window through those curved windows and they claim they see a curvature in the earth at as little as 30,000 feet. It's really a case of, do you want to know the truth, or do you want to stay in your little bubble of deception? When that bubble bursts, I guarantee you, your comfortable bed of deception, the realization shock will be beyond what you're able to live. And the satanic deception will keep you shackled all the way into an eternal damnation, unless you finally see that God has already provided and done everything necessary for you to be set free from the deception and death that results from believing the lies. If the earth was spinning at 1,038 miles an hour, like they all claim, this is what science says, if that was true, how is it that on some days I get up and I look out and there's no breeze at all? I mean, not 1 mile an hour breeze for hours and hours. And then later the wind picks up and I see the flag move and the trees move and they're blowing. What about the chemtrails? What about the geoengineering? How could they spray this level of geoengineered aerosol spray all over the earth and have it last, if we were spinning at 1,038 miles an hour? Think about it. Hi, Steve here. If you're looking for a natural way to get relief from pain, improve your sleep quality, and reduce your stress levels, CBD might be your answer. Over the last few years, CBD has exploded onto the natural supplement market, with millions of users reporting improvements to their health and quality of life when taking it. That's why I want to tell you about Cosiva's advanced CBD product in a new and improved formulation with four incredible flavors. CBD is a naturally occurring compound found in the cannabis plant, but unlike the cannabinoid, THC, CBD doesn't make you feel high, but instead promotes a simple feeling of calm and well-being while providing additional health benefits. CBD interacts with the body's system, responsible for regulating various functions, including pain, mood, sleep, metabolism, memory, and immune response. CBD has been shown to have powerful anti-inflammatory properties, which can help reduce pain associated with many chronic conditions and sore muscles. CBD may also help improve sleep quality due to its calming and sedative effects. CBD has also been found to support enhanced mental focus and concentration when taken regularly. With so many potential benefits, it's easy to see how demand for CBD products has grown exponentially over the last few years. If you'd like to learn more about CBD, just go to our website at thinkaboutit.cosiva.com. Try it for yourself and see if it doesn't help you.